You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly political chat with the National Party's Jamie Lee Ross.
Kia ora, Jamie. How are you going?
Afternoon, Kelly.
Afternoon. So obviously this week we are focusing mostly on tertiary education.
Right.
So in a quick, succinct sort of way, what is National's vision for tertiary education should you be re-elected?
Oh, that we see more young people getting access to tertiary education, we see more achievement rates lifting, as we have seen in the past few years, and that we continue to support students in a reasonable way. We're not the party that's going to promise free everything. We do think we need to be realistic with students and honest with students about the costs of tertiary education. But ultimately, I think we need to see more spaces available for young people to access tertiary education, whether that's going to university, entering into a trade or doing something else, and we back students.
Would you say that National values tertiary education, you know, private tertiary education and things like apprenticeships and polytechnics, diplomas as equal? As something that you want to see people go into both, or would you rather see more go into, you know, just tertiary education in terms of universities?
Well, I think we need to have the options available for people, and we need to help them pathway through from the schooling system into higher education as well. We know that young people entering into tertiary education, once they qualify, will go on to earn on average more than their counterparts that wouldn't have a tertiary, that don't have a tertiary education. And one of the things I think that we've been pushing hard is the number of apprenticeships and lifting those numbers. It's currently sitting at about 42,000 apprenticeships, and we've got a goal of lifting that to 50,000 through more funding and more support, and also working with employers to do that as well. I think New Zealanders and young people need to be able to choose what they think is best for them and not be blocked at any of those avenues.
So while you say that there has been funding, you know, while you've been government in the last 9 years, there's been a funding increase in the tertiary sector. In May, Stephen Joyce announced that more than $15.5 million in funding to public universities and polytechnics had gone in, and this was an increase in funding, but this was an increase to private providers by $24 million, you know, and this kind of looks like you're demonstrating that you value private tertiary institutions more than polytechnics.
No, I think it demonstrates that we all recognise that it's not just a university or a polytechnic that can provide education. I'm an electorate MP, and in my electorate there's a number of private training enterprises and establishments that provide options for people, and often for a lot of people they can be the first step in their tertiary education journey, and they go on to do something else. Take me for an example. I dropped out of high school. I didn't finish high school. I went and started training at a PTE, and then I went to a polytechnic, and then I went to university. Not every child is going to go straight from school directly into a university or polytechnic. If there's a pathway that they can help, that can be used to help get them into higher education, and it happens to be provided by a private tertiary provider, but it's benefiting the student and benefiting the young people, I think that's good. Education is the pathway to unlock future opportunities in a person's life. It isn't just going to be provided by the state, though. And if a private provider is doing good things for young people and they're delivering high-quality education, we should be supporting them and backing them to do it.
In terms of Labor's recent announcement to increase the student allowance by $50 a week, what is National's response to that?
Well, we increased the student funding support earlier this year in the budget, and it has been tagged to inflation as well. I guess the key difference between Labor and National is that we'd like to believe we're more realistic about what we're promising. It's easy in elections to stand up and promise free this, free that, and just throw money and support at people. But when you boil it down, the people who are going to have their $1,000 a week cancelled by the Labor Party are those, you know, sitting in South Auckland, struggling to make ends meet, that value every dollar coming into their back pocket. They'll be the ones that will be losing out, so that everything that's been promised that's free by the Labor Party can be delivered. We think there needs to be good quality student support for New Zealanders. We actually have a very high level of student support compared to many of the countries that we compare ourselves with. The OECD suggests that our student support budget is about 48% of our tertiary education budget versus an OECD average of 22%. I realise that's facts and figures, and everyone wants to have more support and more funding going towards them. We have to be honest with people, though, that ultimately, when a government or a political party promises something for free, it does have to be paid for by someone else. As much as we'd love to provide everyone everything they'd like, it's simply not possible in government. You have to make judgments about where it's best to spend the money.
Well, if we're talking about the OECD surveys, like you stated just before, I mean, speaking of one that came out earlier this year, that we've got the highest rate of youth suicide in 41 surveyed OECD countries, and this, as a student at the moment, feels like that comes from a huge pressure of lack of financial support. I mean, especially as people in Auckland, we can hardly pay our rent with the allowance that we're getting. So this $50, although you're saying, you know, they're making promises that they can't keep, this obviously just sounds like gold to a lot of students who can't even, you know, like you say, we value every dollar in our back pocket. We can't afford to lose out on money either. So, I mean, what's National's response to that? If this is going to, you know, be the youth vote for Labor, how are you guys going to combat that?
Look, we're not going to be able to compete on throwing money at people. That's the reality of it. What we think we need to do is be honest to the students about where it's coming from and how much support there is out there. We do have, compared to many other countries, a very generous student support system. Of course, you'd like to have more. But when it comes down to it, you are going to be paying higher taxes throughout your lifetime if you go with the Labor plan. It is going to be more unaffordable for other people in society that need support too, if you go with the Labor plan. The people that just graduated university that did have it tough and are struggling now to find a job or to pay for housing, they're going to be disadvantaged as well. And I think you need to have targeted support where there are people that are struggling, not just a broad brush, throw funding at students to try and buy votes. We have been increasing student support. It has been at a more gradual rate than what the Labor Party is promising. I think what's important, though, is that we have a stronger economy, so young people graduating do end up getting jobs. So we have a stronger economy that is able to support people across the board, and that's what we're delivering to. I can't keep up with promises that the Labor Party has out there to just throw more and more money at it. We're not going to try and do that. I think being honest with students that it all does come from somewhere is important too.
So on a personal note, you know, coming from you personally, do you think that, like you've said, National has increased the student allowance rate. Do you think that it needs to be increased more?
I think that it will continue to increase as we inflation adjust everything, and as we have a growing economy, we're able to have more options available to make decisions about supporting New Zealanders. There will be more support flowing through to students. Let's remember, though, that we do have a tertiary education system where a student does contribute towards your education, but 82% of the cost of an education is funded by the taxpayer. Student support sits at about half of the tertiary education budget, which is more than double the OECD average. There are options out there for us to provide more support to New Zealanders. We can't promise everything to everyone, though, and we can't keep up with free promises that are thrown out there by the Labor Party. What we believe in, though, is providing a high-quality tertiary education system, having reasonable increases in the budget and increases in the options available for New Zealanders. Simply promising free things, though, isn't necessarily going to ultimately lead us to a better country where there are jobs and where there's education, where there's prosperity for New Zealanders.
Is National planning on releasing any policies or packages to do with tertiary education in the lead up to the election?
We've got policies that we're rolling out every day, and they're affecting New Zealanders' lives with everything that we promise and everything that we are announcing as a policy. Not for me, though. I'm not the tertiary education spokesperson. Not for me to go and flag any policies that are on the horizon or make announcements now.
So back to Labor then. This announcement will see, I mean, a lot of people are saying that it will see wider access to tertiary education because obviously this, it'll see, you know, a first year free, which means that maybe a lot of people that before didn't think they could afford it will now go, and that might lead to low income families, you know, an increase in wage and creating a more equal income in New Zealand. Do you think this is something that could happen if this goes through?
I think there is good access to tertiary education now. If you're a young person and you want to go and get involved in tertiary education, you're able to get a student loan to do that. You are heavily supported by a subsidised tertiary education system where 82% of the cost of tertiary education is funded by the state. And you'll also have student support there as well. Perhaps not at the level that the Labor Party is promising, but once you finish tertiary education, you're not going to be paying the high taxes that Labor's promising. There is going to be a stronger economy because it will grow faster than what Labor is promising. And it will also result in more jobs being created for New Zealanders. On top of that, we know that those that have a bachelor's degree earn on average 40% more after graduation than those that don't. Now, if you have a master's degree, you earn 71% higher than those that don't have a tertiary education. Why I'm saying this is because the reality is, if you do have access to tertiary education and you do complete a degree, you are going to be earning more in the longer term. And we think it's reasonable that we do have a contribution towards the cost of tertiary education. It is relatively small compared to other countries in the world, but we're honest with students about that. We're not promising everything for free, but we are saying your contribution, a minor contribution compared to the contribution from the state, your contribution will ultimately lead you to earning more in the long term, and that's good.
So I feel like with that, you know, you're saying that if young New Zealanders want to go into university and get this higher tertiary education, they've got support, they've got access to loans. I mean, personally, when I finished high school, I was so worried about the idea of having such a huge loan and that I wouldn't be able to, you know, maybe travel or go offshore later. And I think a lot of people agree with me is that that pressure is so large that we just end up by pushing it aside, move it, you know, I moved to Australia where it's better wages, lower rent, and put off, you know, higher education for 2 years. So is that something that is, you know, of importance to National, that people, maybe young people, are seeing this whole idea of tertiary education as just such a huge pressure and there's no way they're going to be able to pay it back, because if I decide to go traveling after university, then I'm going to have to pay huge interest rates on my loan. So is this something to National that they want to change, that we want to see, you know, lower the loans so that students feel like they actually can go into higher tertiary education?
But Kelly, we're the only country in the world that provides interest-free loans after graduation, and we think it's fair and reasonable that if you want to continue to have that interest-free loan, you should be in New Zealand living and contributing. If you make the choice to go overseas, that's a personal choice, and you should be free to do that, but just realising that there's consequences to making some choices. I think it's a good, though, that we do have access to tertiary education in a way where students only pay a small contribution towards the total cost of their tertiary education. We have to be honest with people, though. We can't just promise everything for free. I don't think I could give you an answer that would satisfy you unless I was able to match what Labor was promising. And I don't think students would be satisfied completely with that either. Until we get to the nirvana of 100% fully funded tertiary education, there's always going to be calls for greater funding, and there's going to be calls for more student support. But we're honest with people, though. The package that we have in place and the set of policies that we have in place are leading to better long-term life outcomes for people by having that growing economy and having more jobs being created and having higher quality education being delivered as well. You have to make choices as a government, and you can either choose to just make things more cost-effective, or you can choose to have better outcomes for people in the longer term and find a middle ground and a combination of the two. I think we have a good system where there are interest-free student loans that we support. There's heavily subsidised access to tertiary education, and there's a broad range of options out there. I cannot, and the National Party will not, promise to give everything for free, because that's not realistic, and that's not being honest with students as well. We can't keep up with Labor on the free promises, but we are delivering high quality education. There are more people accessing tertiary education, and there is relatively generous student support compared to many other countries in the world.
Cool. All right. Well, that's all we've got time for today. Thank you so much for joining us, Jamie Lee.
Thanks, Kelly. Bye-bye.
That was the National Party's Jamie Lee Ross. The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.